generally, as you can see, the today the generally the topic is about the benefit and the practice of the compassion. So, benefits of the practice of the compassion. Today, generally, as you all know, the compassion is one of the main point of the Buddhism. So, the one thing that we have to know that generally that when the Buddhism talks about the compassion, so most important thing is that we have to know the what the importance of the compassion, and the how what the importance and we have to know that what benefits of the practice and the compassion. Yeah, so today's the generally what some topic is that Buddhism talks a lot about compassion. So here the one thing that we have to know that the Buddhism talks a lot of compassion, but also we have to know the what the benefit of the practicing the compassion. That is a very important, yeah. Generally, when we look at our life, generally there will be the two tragedies happens in our life. Generally, the in the life, the one tragedy is that happens at the what we don't get what really what we want. That is the one tragedy comes. That all what we know. There are two types of the tragedies. Two kinds of tragedy comes in our life. In our life, generally the one tragedy, yeah, generally the one tragedy in our life, it comes that generally it comes that we are not get the what we want. Once we don't get the what we want. That all what we know. So now the another days another tragedy comes in our life, one kind of the tragedy. That's a very funny thing. That is a, something that the getting what we want. Some tragedies comes from the getting what we want. But the life, the one tragedy comes that the not getting the what we want. One tragedy comes from the getting what we want. Now one more thing is that you will feel that how can we face the tragedy getting what we want. This is one very famous story. This is one king, very greedy king. This one greedy king, and he wants always he wants the wealth and the gold and gold. So one time he prayed for the God, and the God appears in front of that king. So God asked the king that what you want. The king asked the God that give him the power. Give him the power that the king that whatever he touched may turn into the gold. The king was very greedy. He wants the wealth all the time. Yeah. So God gave him the power that blessed the king. That the king, that king, the whatever he touches, it turns into the gold. Then he touches his house. Then he touches his table, his bed. Everything turned into the gold. He was so happy. Then later on, now the king, when he was going to eat the food, what did when he tried to touch the food? The food will turn into the gold. When you try to drink the anything, eat anything, this whole food turns into the gold. One more thing is that he touched his daughter. Accidentally. When he touches his daughter, is turned into the gold statue. So when the daughter, when his daughter turned into the gold statue, he is so regret that whatever that he get the blessings from the God, that the power that whatever he touches turn into the gold. He cried a lot. He cried a lot, and he asked for, he prayed for the God to the take back the, his all the power that he's having, that blessing. So he told that now really I want my daughter back. I don't want that power, the turning the everything into the gold, while touching by him. Sometimes in our life, really what we get, what we want, sometimes this becomes a tragedy. Now the point is that how we can keep the balance. So now the life point, if you look at our life, so there will the tragedy come into the two points. Now what we have to do that in our life, how we can make it a very perfect life. How we can make the perfect life. To make our make life as a perfect life, we need the one perfect way, right way. So that's why I occasionally was to different places and I used to ask the one question sometimes to people, what's your definition of the perfect life? What's your definition? So many people used to say the perfect life, their definition is the healthy, happiness, prosperous. Yeah, very one point, very true. So that's why the health, happiness, prosperous. Yeah, I agree with this point. I agree that this point, when you have the perfect life, when you need a very right life, these are very important. So now there comes the point that the whether is there any compassion can play the any roles to bring the happiness in our life? Is there any play the roles to make us more healthy? Is there any roles for the compassion? That's the one big question. Just maybe 1 or 2 weeks, I think the two or three weeks back, I just asked the one, when I was in Europe, in the one teaching, I told the one thing. I told them that when you ask the question, how to live happily, you will get a lot of the answer. If you type this question in the Google search engine, you will get thousands of the answer for it, how to live happily. Yeah. One thing you have to know, the one thing that Google can provide you, only the information, but the Google cannot share the experience. With all so many things, of the so many the knowledge, sometimes we have to gain through the experience. So now that's why before the question, whether we're having the perfect life. So when I ask the people what do you definition the perfect life, most of the people who used to answer me that the healthy, happiness, prosperity, having these are what they consider as the perfect life. I agree with this point. But my question is, now today's my question is whether the compassion have any rules. Compassion can have any rules to bring the happiness and a more healthy life. One thing, we cannot force ourselves to become the happy. To become the happy, we cannot force ourselves to become the happy. That we cannot do that. So health issue, you cannot force yourself to become the healthy. Yeah, so now this question, two questions. Now what we have to look at now, the compassion, how it play the roles to bring the more happiness and to bring the more healthy. One thing that you have to know that when I'm talking this point, today's one topic, when I'm talking about the compassion and the important practice of the important compassion, it is not related with any religion, okay? It is the one type of the way of the living, okay? When you generally, when you look for the love and the compassion, this is something related not with any religion issue. When you look at the love and compassion issue, if you look at the animal world, they do not have any religion. Animal do not need any love, animal do not require any religion, but still animals require the love and compassion. Still it's important in the animal world, love and compassion. The religion is not important in animal world. So generally when we are born without any religion. We don't have any religion when we are born. But when we are born, we don't need any religion, but still we require the compassion and love for the others. We require the compassion and the love of our mothers. But the one thing is very amazing, but the one reality and the truth. That when you look at the child, and when his mother was feeding the milk to the child, we are seeing only the milk, but with that milk, we also the mothers, the love and compassions are going toward the child. So one, I will give you the one example. If you look at a newly born child, one newly born child fit with the mother's milk. One newly born child just give the same nutrition with the mother's milk and give it the same nutrition to that child. Do you think there will be any difference of the growth of these two child? That are scientifically proven, they are the big difference. Because child growth is not only depends on what he eats and what you consume. Child growth very much depends on the care and the loves and the compassion of their parents. That's a very important one thing. So yeah, that's why this issue, when we talk about the love and compassion issue, that's not related only with the religion. Even if you look at the kids' growth, it's a very important one ingredient. So that's why it shows that when a mother is feeding the milk to the kids, not only the milk, mothers also with that milk, love and compassion is going through the mother, through that milk. That what we cannot see it, but still it has proven the scientifically the differences. Just one time, I have one experience. This is a very one famous question. In your life, if you have only one day, what will you do? Just imagine you have the only one day to live. In that one day, what will you do? But please don't misunderstand me, okay? I'm not saying that you have only one day to live, okay? I'm just telling you that in case if you have only one day to live, in that one day, what will you do? I think now that you have so many plans in your life, not so many plans, but if you have only one day to live, what will you do? normally people will feel. Normally people will meet their loved one, no? But this question, just when you go back and just think, okay, if you have only one day. So my point is here, as comes the, my point is that normally people, what will they be? I think the majority, you will feel the meet your parents or meet your kids or whatever, okay? You will feel that because of the you loved, you cared for someone. Now, after this session, I will leave for the question answer session. At the question answer session, don't ask me that question, okay? What I ask you, okay? That same question. Okay? So, yeah. So, now the here comes the question. Okay. Now, the compassion, importance of the practice in the compassion, okay? Now, the importance of compassion is the two things we have to look. It play the very big roles to bring the happiness, or it play the very big roles to our physically health issue. Two things, okay? So compassion is how they bring the happiness. I will give you the few key points. Generally, when you have need a very happy life, happiness, the other few points are very important. The first thing is that you always have to know that you know how, when you have to have the very happiness in your life, the most important thing is that you should have a very less of the destructive emotions. Less destructive emotion like an ego and the anger, all of these are less destructive emotion. Second point is that then you need a very healthy relation. Healthy relation with the family, healthy relation with the husband and the wife, healthy relation with your friends. These are the relations are the very important. You need a very good relation, healthy relation. Second point, okay? The third point is a self-discipline, discipline to bring the happiness. The discipline is also very important. These three points are very important. Generally, when you look at these three points, what I told you have the less destructive emotion, like less anger, less ego. Because the anger and the egos and all these negative emotions destroy a lot of our inner peace and inner happiness. So you should have the less. You should know that the control the how the destructive emotions. Then also beside that, you also need a very good healthy relation with your parents, healthy relations with your family, healthy relation with your spouse, healthy relations with your friends. That also the relation, sometimes when your relation is not very well with any of your friends or the family, that also affect on your happiness. The third is, as I told, with the self-discipline. Self-discipline means that you should have to set the one goal and that you have to follow the what your right track very strictly. That's what I mean, the self-discipline. There is one person who was driving and he just came into the one of the circle junction, no? There's one junction, he just reached the junction. So when he was coming into the one junction, then he asked the one person that where does this route takes him? He just pointed to the one route and he told that the where does this route takes him. So that person told that driver where you want to go. Then the driver told that I don't know where I have to go. And then the person told him, okay, then it's fine. You can take any routes. There's no difference. You can take any ways. There's no difference. So that's why the setting of the goals and the finding the right way, right track. Finding the right way, the right track. That is the one thing that we have to follow. These three are the one of the key points to achieving the happiness in our life. For that, the compassion is a very important. Example. If you look at the relation, when you have a very healthy relation, like a healthy relation with the parents, healthy relation with your spouse or their friends, everything. What you need for have the very good and healthy relation, what you need. When you need a very healthy relation, what you need is that the first you need is a sacrifice. That's a very important. I will give you the one example. Once in the hotel, I think that was in Taiwan. Once in the hotel, I was in the hotel. I just saw the one table, one boy and a girl talking a really lot, catching their hand to each other, and the talks are quite a lot. One other side, there is one boy and a girl. Not talking that much. They are all just looking on their own mobile, just looking at their mobile and just looking at their smartphone, not talking. While I'm seeing these two pairs, I thought, oh, one is pairs that just newly fall in the love. One is just maybe they fall in love quite a long back. I just thought that now. I just realized that, yeah. Now, because when they are newly, they get the friends and newly, they can sacrifice. Lots of things they can sacrifice it. Even they sacrifice to using their time stored looking at a smartphone, they can sacrifice it. One thing that there is one boy, small boy, he used to get the pocket money from their parents. Yeah, his parent, yeah. So weekly he used to get the $10. So then the one day when he was getting the $10, then $10, so then the he asked the one question to his father. He asked his father how much you will get for the walking for the one day. His father told, I used to get a $50 for walking for the one day. So that the kid told his father that, oh, then can I have a $10 more? So then the father was a little bit annoyed and said that I already gave you $10. So why are you asking the $10 more? Knowing that I can own a $50 a day, so you are asking me the $10 more. So now kids told, it's not like that. It's not like that. Actually, what past 1 month, I was saving the $10, whatever you gave me to me, I was saving. Now I got a $40. Up to today, I got a $40. Because I want a $10 more, then it will become the $50. Actually, tomorrow is my birthday. So I just want to give you the $50 and I just want to ask you to share the whole your day with me, to spend the whole the day with me. So I want to give you the $50. So that's why the relation wise, most important, there's a lot of the sacrifice needed. That sacrifice only you can come when you have a compassionate idea. When you have a not compassionate idea, that sacrifice is very difficult. When you have the compassionate idea, you can sacrifice a lot. When you can sacrifice a lot of things, then the every of the relation will become very strong. Friend relation, or the husband and wife relation, or the parents and kids relation. These are the relation to become strong. You need a very compassionate sacrifice. To that sacrifice, you need a very compassionate idea. When you have a compassion and a love very strong towards them, then the sacrifice is nothing, very simple. Because I'm saying that, because my time and my life, I sacrifice a lot. I'm not such as someone who has not sacrificed anything, okay? I'm not that Google, okay? Google might say that, but Google has sacrificed nothing. So that's why even when you look at a friend relationship, sometimes you only have to sacrifice. When you really compassionate idea towards your friend, the sacrifice is very easy. Generally, these old points, maybe the religions and the Dhamma points, so sometimes, I have one experience, okay? One time that I really, that's when I was a kid, my parents, my father used to tell the one of the saying, that the Tibetan one, we have the saying, lazy person always feel that the Dhamma practitioner is very easy. To become the good Dhamma practitioner, you don't have a time to sleep. Because to become the one Dhamma practitioner, you have to sacrifice a lot. To becoming like a monk, I have a 253 rules to follow. That means that I have to sacrifice the 253 points. But generally, one other thing is that also you need a knowledge, okay? The wisdom. What to sacrifice and what to not to sacrifice. That's also you need a one wisdom. Now, the second thing is the compassion is the one of the root back to, or key points to help us to reduce our own negative emotion like anger and the ego. Okay, these destructive emotions really bring a lot of the destructions of our own happiness. Okay, very simple. But I will tell you the one example. Generally, when we make the decision in our life, any of our life, any work time, or whatever, we have to make a lot of decision. No, from small to the big, whatever. Okay. Whenever we have to make the decision, we all know that we have to bring the bigger picture in our mind. Am I right? Whenever we make the decision, we know that we have to keep in the bigger picture in our mind when we make the decision. But the most of the time, we are not doing that. Most of the time, when we make the decision, what we are taking is just to satisfy our ego, we make the decision. Just think yourself that how many decisions you made. Just satisfy your ego. example, when you are having the quarrel with someone, you will decide on something very strongly because of your own ego, not because of the something decision taken, something very worthwhile. You will take the decision just satisfy your ego. One thing, my experience in the Vietnam, I never met the Vietnamese who was, whatever topic we talk, I never met one single Vietnamese saying that I don't know. Always whatever field, they will talk and talk, give some idea. No? One thing that very interesting thing is the last year, I think it's in the Swiss, some points we are about the some of the managing and organizing the some issues or some points we are talking. So then we talk, and the one gentleman, Swiss gentleman, and we are the few people we are talking. So that time that the one gentleman told the one thing that this work he really don't know how to do. Really, that time yeah, he really don't know how to do these works. Yeah. That I find really very interesting. That is what really he's saying, that something that he don't know. So really, that's a quite amazing, and I really like that he's saying that. But my point is that sometimes when we have the ego, sometimes let us think that we are knowing everything. We know so much. So there is one saying in English, very interesting saying: the person who thinks that he knows everything. Everything he has to learn most. So a person who thinks that he knows everything, that person have to learn the most. So sometimes like this destructive emotion, like ego, anger, so all these of the destructive emotions sometimes bring us on the very wrong track. So that's why to reduce all this destructive emotion like ego and anger, one of the main key point is of practicing the compassion. So whenever I say the practice of the compassion, a lot of people sometimes get the misunderstanding of the practice of compassion. When I say the practice of compassion, I'm not saying that you have to give something to the others. I'm not saying that. There is one story. There is one person who says that now he started to practice the compassion. Then his friend asked him, oh, now you started to practice the compassion. That's really great. Then he told him that his friend told him that if you now you are practicing the compassion, if you have a two horse, will you give a one horse to the person who do not have any horse? That person told me, yes, sure, because I'm practicing compassion. Then his friend asked the one second question. He said that if you have a two cow, will you give the one cow to the other person who don't have any cows? He said, yes, sure, I'm practicing compassion. So then the second thing, now he asked that his friend asked him, if you have a two donkey, will you give a one donkey to the other person who do not have any donkey? That point, that person was told, no, I will not give. So that point, he was so surprised. His friends were so surprised and said that when you are, the logic is the same. When you have a two cow, you are ready to give the one cow to the person who do not have any cow. If you have the two horse, you are ready to give the one horse to the person who do not have any horse. Why you are not want to give the donkey? Why do not want to give the donkey if you have a two donkey, and why you are not willing to give the one donkey to the person who do not have any donkey? You are practicing the compassion, and the logic is the same. So that person ever told the one thing, the logic is not the same. Logic is not the same because the logic is not the same. Because he said that I will give the one horse if I have a two horse. I will give the one cow if I have a two cow. But I will not give the one donkey. Because logic is not the same. Because I don't have two cow, I don't have two horse, but I have two donkeys. So, yeah, this is a very right answer. But certainly when we start to talk about the practice and the compassion, we don't have to do something that physically. Physically, you don't have to do anything. Mentally, first you have to practice the compassion. Physically, you can do it later. So that's why now the thing's point is that, okay, now the practice and the compassion. Practice and compassion will be bring a lot of, reduce our own anger. So one thing we have to know that whenever you generated the anger toward the someone whom you dislike, whenever you generate the anger toward your enemy, that anger will just hurt you more than your enemy. We know that. Even that anger destroyed not only your happiness, that anger will destroy your own family happiness. You are knowing it. Yeah, but still we cannot stop it. I still remember the one work, it's sometimes my parents, my special fathers comes with a home and some have the tough time of day, he get the angry with someone and they shout at home. Sometimes he used to shout at my mother because he was angry. Generally, he generated the anger toward someone. Now he have to release that anger, but towards my mother. When I was a kid, I still remember that incident. That is what happening in my home, and also it happens to so many homes. I know that. So that is something like that. That still in the home, we do a lot of the pujas and the prayers. Do a lot because for the generation to generation, we are doing it that in the Tibetan Mosa family. But still, the one main key point of the practice is Mr. Compassion. That time. That is the one key point. When the Buddha was talking about the compassion, generating the compassion toward others, he's not talking any religion idea. He's talking about a way of the happiness. He was talking about the health issue. He's talking about some of the very important key points of the healthy lifestyle. Not talking at a religion idea. That's why when the anger, one thing is a very in this 21st century, from if you look from a medical science point of view, the mentally way of the thinking have a lot of the contribution toward our physical health. Physically health and the way of the mental thinking is very much interrelated. Because especially in this 21st century, I know that you have to work really hard. Lots of the work pressures are on you. So work pressures, they will be there. So a lot of the different pressures you are having it. So that's why you have to know that on these also pressures, when you are carrying the lot of pressures in the mind, that can also affect on your physically health. Earlier this month, maybe it's March of this year, or something like in Bangalore, when I was in the Bangalore. Bangalore is especially, it's India's the one of the most developed, the IT area, the IT companies, most IT companies there. So that time they told me the one thing that at that time I was meeting with someone. So he was telling me the one story of the one of the doctor have told me. And I was with the meeting at that time, yeah. So then what happened is that the doctor have told that the one of the, they deduct the health checkup for the one company, IT company. IT company and everyone, they are very young age, maybe between the 25 or 40, very young age, they all got the heart problems. But only 2% they don't have the heart problem. Rest of the IT company have the, all the these all the young people have the problems, heart problem. The doctor have told. So that the 2%, the doctor have told the 2% who don't have the heart problems are one of the diver of the that company, diver. And one is the person who bring the tea for that company workers. The service, you know, the tea, it's a service boy, no? Who used to bring the tea from these company people. But the one thing you have to understand that when you have the mentally, when you have some of the more peace and the mentally you have the more peace, that will affect the physically very much. That is a globally accepted. Most of people think that the food, what we consume is very important. I accepted that point. Plus, there's also other things. One thing that I always used to say that one thing that every country, they always used to say that their food is very healthy. If you look from the South India started, they say that their food is very healthy. Then if you go from South India to the whatever the countries, because my experience, whenever I reached the country, different places, there people used to say that their food is very healthy. So my point is that's why the physically healthy issue. Now when we're having a lot of the destructive emotion like anger, ego, these have a bring a lot of the negative impact on the physical health. When you generate a more compassion idea, when you generate a more love idea, these will contribute a lot for the physical very positively. I know the one person, I know he's a social service person, he did a lot of the social work. Especially he used to work for the HIV patient, the AIDS patients. Many years he done the social work for the HIV patient and the AIDS work. AIDS patients, yeah. He told me very interesting one point is he told me generally when you look at these patients, HIV patients, Well, very stage, very, very serious stage HIV patient. If you look at a serious stage of HIV patient, the lifespan will be longer for the female HIV serious stage. If you look from the generally, when you look from the two groups for the serious patient of the HIV patients, so the females can survive the duration little longer than the male. That he was very shocked and himself, he don't have any answer for that. So he said that he's working with the HIV patient, very severe cases of the HIV patient. He told the female, the HIV patients, generally they can survive for longer than the male HIV patient. I mean the last stages, okay, the serious stages, yeah. So he told me he don't understand that the why it happens. He told me that the immune system of the female is stronger, he feels, than the male immune system. But what I feel is that because of that, the female, generally, the biologically, females are more compassionate, biologically. So that's the, I think that it affects more on their immune system. That's the my calculation, but that's the, my calculation, that's what I feel. One reason might be that. Now I will come to the point of the scientifically what have I proven, that I will talk. Scientifically, what you can see, and you can go on the search in the Google search engine, that the Emory University of America, they have done the son of this, they have done the one research on the power of the practicing compassion. They get them, ask the people to practice the 15 to 20 minutes every day. After the 1 month, they see and they do the MRI on the brain, see the how the differences. They find it out the conclusion that the, it brings up more positive effects on the physical body. So today might be there are many of the, I mean, the beginners maybe comes. So maybe what we, I will give you the one of the three few points or the three steps, few steps, just you can try for the 1 month, okay? If shows it any difference of the, any of the positive effect, carry on work, okay? If it's not, it's nothing, it's happening, it's nothing special or it's not giving you any positive effect, then leave it, okay? I will give you the just as a homework for the 1 month for the few steps, okay, of the practices. Okay, this is just you can do the 10 to 15 minutes. Okay, not that much. Okay, 10 to 15 minutes. Okay. Might be some might feel, oh, you don't have that much time, 10 to 15 minutes. Yeah. Then reduce the watching the internet, reduce the watching the TV for 10 minutes. Sometimes really what I feel is sometimes I have a lot of times. Sometimes really I feel I don't have the time. Because it's a time is whether you have or not, it is depends on how you manage. That's a, how you manage. If you can manage the time properly, then you have a lot of the time. If you cannot manage the time properly, then you don't have the time at all. First step is, so what you have to do is that there's a just way to practice the compassion. Okay, how to practice? I will give you the few key points. Okay, few points to try to practice that. Okay, when you try to practice it just for the 1 month, for the 10 minutes or 10 to 15 minutes, okay, daily, morning maybe 5 minutes, evening 5 minutes, office time 5 minutes, or so 10 to 15 minutes daily, just for the only 1 month. Okay, so just see the what kind of the effects, what kind of the positive, whether you feel more relaxed, more calm inside of the, your mind, more peace in your mind, or what you can see. Okay. Once you feel like that, you can keep the continuation. Once you see there's nothing big difference, leave it, okay? Then. So one thing you have to know that the trying is a much better than not doing at all. That you have to know that. These four key points, for the, especially for the beginners, okay? This is for the beginners, okay? Mm-hmm. Okay, number one key points, what you have to do, okay? Number one key point is what you have to do is, first, what you have to do, you just close your eye and the thing that the whom you loved or the whom you loved or the, all your families, just think that and just wish them, okay, to have the very happy. Wish them very happy. May they all the sufferings goes out, okay? Just wish them very happy, okay? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so what you have to do is that, okay, what you have to do is that to wish them very happy. Now, then what you have to do is that when you close your eyes, then you think that you are taking their suffering, okay? When you're taking their suffering of the black lines which go into the, your body, when you exhale the breath, you think that you are giving the, your happiness to the, your loved ones and the dear one, okay? When you inhale, you just think, the visualize and think that your dearest one, okay, your parents, your wife, your husband, or your kids, whatever, okay? When you inhale the breath, you think that you are taking the suffering of their suffering at the black ray which goes into the, your, when you inhale the breath, you think that it goes in, into you. When you give, then when you exhale the breath, you think that you are giving the, your own happiness to them, okay? Whenever you think they're taking their suffering, you should not get scared or afraid, okay? Whenever you think they're taking the suffering of the others, they, you cannot, you will not suffer, okay? That's assured, okay? when you look at the king and try to take the, his happiness from meditation through the visualization, when you try to take the happiness of the king or the other person, will you achieve the happiness? No, you won't achieve the happiness. No, same thing. When you try, when you visualize to take the suffering of the others, you won't get the sufferings, okay? So that's why you have to think the mere sentient beings, all the sentient beings live happily. Mere sentient beings may get out of the suffering. You think that way. And whenever you meet some friends, people, you mentally you can think that, oh, may that person or that animal may liberate from the suffering, may achieve the happiness. Whenever you meet office, when you back to the office, feel, try to mentally feel that with the others, okay? Okay, the bottom line of the practicing the compassion is the not to understand the, how the others feel. Bottom line of the practice of compassion is not to understand the, not to understand the, how the others feel. To feel the, how the others feel. That is the bottom line of the practice of compassion. Okay?
Not to understand others' fear. Is that right, Rinchen?
Bottom line of the practice in compassion is not, it's not to understand the, how the others feel. It teaches us we have to feel the, how the others feel. That's a big difference. We have to feel the, how the others feel. Not it is not important to understand the, how the others feel. It's not that important. To feel the others' feeling, it's a very important. Okay? Okay? So there's a few key points, no? So you practice that for the 1 month, okay? So think that way for the 1 month, just 10 to 15 minutes, okay, daily. Just try it, okay? Just try. Try is, there's nothing you have to lose, okay? Trying, there's nothing you will lose, okay? So trying is better than not doing at all. So just try it, okay? Then at least you will see. Just practice 10 to 15 minutes daily for the 1 month. If success, very good. If you don't success, also very good. When you practice and if you success, then very good, because it's affecting positively to you. If you practice the 10 to 15 minutes for the 1 month, if you're not success, it's also very good. You are, then you will know that these practices are not helping at all, at least useless. That's also very good. When Thomas Edison invented the electricity, he said the one thing, he had not failed. He knows that a thousand is of ways which is not working. He tried so many times, no? So he don't feel that he has failed all this time. Because he knows that he was not failed. He said that he was not failed. He knows that a thousand is of ways, it's not working. So same thing that you practice for the 10 to 15 minutes, 1 month, if you're not helped, if it not succeed, if you're not succeed, or if you're not helped properly, you are not failed, okay? But you know that now these also methods are not working. That so if you success and it really helps you, then it's a very good. I think the success rate is a much more than that, much more, okay? I can give you the rate of the success. Rate of the affecting. Rate of the positive effect is much, much higher, okay? Okay, thank you. Now I will leave for the question answer session, okay? You know the one thing, no? What should not ask me, okay? I already told before, no?
So I am a vegetarian and I don't eat meat. Sometimes I have to cook meat for my families. So when I cook the meat and I chant the mantra Om Ambikai Bhairagyacharahum, is it okay? And will this mantra do any benefit for my families?
It's okay.
So the first question is: so when we inhale, we visualize the black ray coming in, and we exhale, and we visualize the white ray going out. So we have to inhale and exhale by two nostrils or only one nostril?
That's your own convenience, okay? Whether you can do the left nostril on the thinking, the happiness, right nostril, or both, that's your own convenience, okay?
So for a person with a lot of mental affliction inside his mind, and he decided to commit suicide, how can I practice the compassion to of that person?
It's a really very sad point, no? Sad point, because person who are committing the suicide, this is a very sad point, no? mainly person who committed suicide, mainly there might be many reasons, but the main reason is that they lose the hope. That's the one reason. Whenever there was a difficulties, when you have the hope to overcome that any difficulties, then you will try to live. When you lose the every of the hope to overcome the difficulties, then you will feel okay, only option to suicide, they feel the option to eliminate their difficulties. Difficulty might be very small. When you lose the hope to overcome that small difficulty, then you will think commit a suicide, because they feel this is the option to eliminate that difficulties. In the reality, it's not like that. Sometimes with the angers, person sometimes commit the suicide, so with the angers, yeah. Most of this, yeah, so whatever it's happened, so it really, when we look at, very sad, no? Whoever does this, yeah. What we can do is to pray for them, to bring the more positive energy with positive thoughts. Okay, then they all in that way. Hmm?
So the question is, when I buy a new house, is it necessary to check the feng shui for a good direction of the house, or to check the feng shui matching with my age? And when I set up offering altar in my house, does it need to check the good direction of the altar?
Okay, when you buy the new house, this is one of the most important thing. This is how to settle the payment. That's the most important thing. If you pass that, then there's no problem, okay? This is the most important thing, okay? Yeah, if you settle the payment properly, then everything can be fixed, okay? Then there is no problem, okay? Okay, another question.
Rinpoche said that to practice compassion, Rinpoche gave the three steps, but they counted only one step. And what is the second and third step?
Okay, that maybe you may... And then they may listen again my recording, okay? So recording will be with them, listen my recording, so it will save the time, okay? Mm-hmm. Also, maybe after that, maybe you will get the edit the summarize the my talk, no? So you will just look at the edit the summarize. I think they will get you the summarize in the email, no? So you can just, I think you will get that. Okay. Now the another questions, okay?
Mm-hmm. No, so this is question, when I offer the water on the altar, should I put a cover onto the water bowl, or
no, you should not cover, okay? You should not cover water bowl, should not cover it, okay? Don't cover.
So when we are vegetarian, can we eat egg? And when we boil the egg, is it committing killing vow?
Okay, vegetarian have many different definitions, okay? Vegetarian, okay? From Japanese vegetarian, Indian vegetarian, okay, many different ways. So especially now Europe, they come the vegans, no, they are the vegetarian. So many different ways of the vegetarians, okay. So my vegetarian, my style, no, the vegetarian, okay, I'm a vegetarian, but I eat the egg, but I don't eat the meat. That is the my vegetarian, okay. This is not an Indian vegetarian, not a Japanese style vegetarian, not a... wagon, okay, this European vegetarian, okay, my vegetarian is like that, okay. Before I thought to stop eating the egg and also taking the milk to become the pure vegetarian, then one thing is very clear that we are the human, we are the born as a human, and the milk is something like that, where biologically we are drinking the milk. When we are born, mothers gave us the milk, biologically we are eating that. The meat and whatever consumes, we are not biologically meat eater, but biologically we are milk drinker. So that's why then I stopped. This is not the right idea. If becoming the vegetarian and stopping the taking the milk products. That is the my idea, okay? But I'm not saying that's the one everyone have to follow like that, okay?
The question is, I have a relative that whenever I come to that relative's house, I always feel very tired and I've got heavy head. So what sort of mantra should I cite to feel healthy and alert?
Yeah, that's the question. Okay, I will give you the one of the best mantra, okay? That live strong and happily, okay? That you always have to keep in your mind, that one thing, you have live strong. That is the one thing, yeah. Very funny thing, I will tell you one story of the deep live strong and happily mantra, yeah? 2 or 3 years back in the Nepal, I mean a lot of the works and some difficulty came in the 2 or 3 years back, yeah. So one this and the difficulty challenges, I was just thinking this word, live strong and happily, live strong and happily. Yeah. When I'm having these words, it didn't help me at all. But I find very funny why it didn't help me. So what I did is I tried to translate that word, live strong and happily, in the Tibetan. Then I think that again and again, then it helped. So main thing is that sometimes that really you need more courage to challenges. Don't think that will be the mantra to everyone. There is no mantra to everyone. So when you're having the, there's no mantra for the, when you're having the headache, when you're having the stomach ache, there's no mantra. Last time when I'm having the hand pain, I have not chanted the mantra. I try to leave it very strong. So that's the one thing. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, for another questions. Okay. I'll go for another question.
I want to set up the altar with the Buddhas on the top, and then below it, one level is my ancestor in the family, and then the worldly gods. So is it all right with that setting up of the altar?
Very good, very good. So when you set up the Buddha, when you pray for the Buddha, you generate the faith. When you do the respect for the worldly gods, just ask them to help, just like a friendly, okay, to help, asking for, seeking for the help, okay. Yeah, when you pray for the Buddha, just pray and just with the full devotions and the faith towards the Buddha, okay? When you pay the respect for the worldly God, you can just ask for the, just for help. Just you're asking someone, your trusted friend, okay? Mm? Okay. Okay, Fong, another questions.
Yes, Mother. So the question is, you taught us a way to visualize our loved ones and then receive the sufferings from them.
Mm.
But in reality, we will not receive the actual suffering from them. So but when we practice like that, will our loved one get out of the sufferings?
That it's this on two points, okay? Two points. It depends on your power of your mental state, number one. Your power of the mental state is strong, then it can affect, then it can help you, that person to reduce much more suffering. Number two is that when you're having the very strong karma relationship, also it can affect. Now, whether your prayers can be effect, very immense of the effect comes or not, it depends on the two things, whether you're having the strong karma relation or whether your mental state is very powerful.
The next questions, I'm very sad because my son is very stubborn. He's not obeyed to what I told him when I say something to him, and when I give him some advice, and he react very rudely, and sometimes he shout at me. So what should I do to tell him the right things?
It depends on the age of your son. Generally also it's important to understand his attitude. So this is the something like that. Sometimes the child attitude can be rude attitude, can contribute with many different reasons. Now this is not that just, it's not very easy to do it, but still you need to follow the few steps. So it takes the times, I think. I really understand being as a parent, and when your kids are revolving you, I really understand how you feel, really. In my life, as I'm being the master, some students really like that when I told something, but they will not do that or try to teach me. Teach me and ask me to do something. No, actually I'm master teacher. I'm asking the student to do something, but the some student do back and tell me the what I have to do. Some student does the my teacher's job. No, that's my teacher job. No, what to tell me what I have to do. No, that's not my student job. But some students do like that. But the one thing is that here, the first thing is I think you have to understand him. To understand him also, you have to know that he is the friend circle. What is his friend circle? And the second thing is the way of how you approach towards him, you have to change. Because now the way of the approaching is not going well with him. So that's why he reacted very differently. So that's why you have to change your way of the approaching. And sometimes also, you most important thing is that sometimes you also have to some to share the some time of the listen. That's a very important. Sometimes we always try to talk, we will not listen. That's also very important. This time when I was meeting the cardinal, the highest cardinal, it's just like a second of the Pope. He also tell me that this. I asked a few questions. one question he told me that really we have to listen for the young generations. So because the young generation, they are going very far away from the religions. Well, sometimes we really need to listen more from the young generations. His point is a very true. Sometimes we have, you old parents have to listen a little bit more from the kids. Not only just try to think to teach them. Just you have, sometimes you have to listen more, okay, to your kids, okay? Spend the time with your sons and the kids, okay? And listen more, okay? Okay, now this will be the last question, okay?
Rinpoche, if someone is in the coma state and if like a in a blank state, and where is the consciousness at this moment, at this state, and about the decision for the patient, should the family choose the death to end his life because he's in a coma state and he lives like a plant? So should the family choose the death to be the final decision for him, so that he can seek a new rebirth in the next life, or should we keep that?
Okay, this question I will keep the silence, okay? Very difficult. This question actually, we have, if you want to get the right answer, we have to go the 2500 years back, then ask the Buddha. One mother have asked me one question few years back. Actually, the one mother have the done the one pregnant mother diagnosed and find it out that the baby inside of her stomach is deformed. Now mother wants to ask me whether abortion should she do the abortion or what? If she gave the birth, that will be the deformed baby. So very difficult for me, no? I can't say that do the abortion. I can't say that not do the abortion. So I told her I will keep the silence. So that's issue like a coma state, no? That issue like a coma state. When there's still the consciousness, Buddhism believes that still there is consciousness. Still there is a living being. So once you let the kill it, it's killing the human. But if you not kill and keep in there, I think you have to cover a lot of the medical expense. Very difficult, no? Even there is no hope when you even spend the money and keep the medical expense. So I want to keep the silence, okay, this issue, okay?
Rinpoche, in tradition we need to be vegetarian on 3 days off, 10, 15 and 30 of the month. So what's the meaning of being vegetarian on those days?
10, 15, 30 is considered the special day. So every special day, when you keep the vegetarian and do the more positive action, then the merit will be much stronger and higher. Okay, now we'll stop here, okay? Today I think we have 20 or 35 minutes more, so I had a little bit go beyond the time, many questions, no? Okay, thank you, we'll stop here, okay?